So when you hear that song, time to connect the dots. Let's connect the dots. Let's talk about it. Let's make it perfectly clear. Hey, the first thing I want to say, there's something happening in about 4 weeks. And it's a focal point of a global meditation that's going to take advantage of the alignment of certain planets and celestial objects to add some energy to it. And we're talking about achieving the point of energy where you make something happening. Sometimes it's referred to as achieving the 144,000 collective consciousness thoughts to make the wheel start turning. Anyhow, this is going to happen on January 11th and January 12th. It's being sponsored by the Galactic Federation of Light and the Galactic Confederation. And I came by the info via someone known as Cobra Info One. That's the hashtag on Twitter. Anyhow, it's going to be happening. I'm telling everyone about it now. So be sure to tell your friends to tune in. And at 15 minutes after the hour, on January 11th or January 12th, depending on what part of the world you're in, let's say if it's you're in California, as where the show is broadcasted out of, my show is listed on BBS Radio, Connect the Dots. It's listed at between 10 and 11 p.m. every Saturday. Pacific time. So at 10:15 Pacific time, that is the focus point of the exact moment when all of our thoughts need to be collectively put together, and we're going to be, the whole concept of it is to anchor more of love frequency into our planet Earth, because that's how planet Earth is going to be evolving. The more love that we can anchor into this planet, the better off we'll be, and the faster we'll get to 5D, or the fifth dimension. We're in the third dimension still. The Earth is evolving into the fifth dimension, and will evolve along with her faster if we can take advantage of this specific time, January 11th, January 12th, Pacific time. It's going to be 10:15 p.m. If you're on the East Coast, where I do my show from, even though it gets broadcast out of California, I'm here in New York City, Eastern time. So that'll be on January 12th at 1:15 in the morning. It's the exact time. And if you're over in the United Kingdom or Great Britain, or England, whatever you want to call it, they're on Greenwich time, also known as UTC time. It'll be 6:15 Sunday morning over there in the British Isles. Well, mark that down on your calendar, please, and participate. You know, you can join in this meditation from wherever you are at. Just try to coincide it, projecting your thoughts of love, all the love in the universe being sucked into Mother Earth, being brought down here, anchoring into Mother Earth. We're going to call for it with our minds. And this is a very important event coming away. It's going to be 4 weeks from today, exactly. And it'll be a quarter after the hour. So that's why I'm telling you about it now. Tell your friends, get as many people as possible, because we want to bring more love into Earth, to to offset the darkness that's been overly controlling us for way too long. And the best way to get rid of the darkness is bring on the light. Bring in more light. And the more light the earth has, the sooner this thing called the event will happen, where we'll have full disclosure, where our brothers and sisters in the spacecraft will land on our planet, and happy days will soon be thereafter. So we want this to happen as soon as possible. And there's no better time to start preparing for it than right now. That's why I'm giving everybody a four-week notice. Start telling your friends, if you're, you know, the people you meet on the street every day, tell them about participating in this event. There could be nothing more important to happen on January 11th and January 12th than the human race collectively putting their good ideas and good thinking together in unison as a collective conscious force to reach the threshold that's needed, sometimes referred to as 144,000, to get the wheel in motion, to open up the floodgates, to let the light come in and obliterate the darkness. We've had it with the darkness. We don't want the darkness. We want light. We want love. And if we enough of us get together on January 11th and January 12th, we're going to make it happen. Well, all I got to say is, in the meantime, we got to be wary of what the opposition is doing against us. I talk about it every week. 5G antennas are popping up everywhere. And they're going to set this thing in motion very soon, hopefully after January 11th and 12th, hopefully never, but these no-good so-and-sos that want to kill off 95% of humanity, they are heartless. They don't care. They want to get rid of us as fast as they can, and turning on the 5G is going to kill millions of people. So you better find out about it. You better find out where the antennas are, and you better look into how you're going to pull the plug on it yourself, because government isn't going to help you. Oh, just in case anybody didn't know, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. You have anything to say in reference to anything important? Even about yourself, hey, you're important, we're all important. And it's speak up now or forever hold your peace or something like that. You know, this 5G thing is a hard thing to beat because of the laws that were passed in Congress. You know, Congress doesn't help us. They're public enemy number one. Something called Bill S-19 and Bill S-88 prevent us from suing the telecommunications company for projecting broadcasting harmful frequencies. Is that insane or not? So this thing is not going to be settled very easily. In fact, every time government people are asked to do something about it, they say, oh, well, we can't do nothing because there's all those laws protecting the telecommunication companies. The Telecom Act of 1996, Section 704, keeps people from suing the telecommunications companies. What gets me is, what the hell is wrong with national security? You know, I mean, we have a national security agency. Are they all brainwashed, mind-controlled by the New World Order? Because this is a threat to national security. This is weapons. They're put up on every street right now. They're just waiting to be turned on. These are weapons designed to kill people, to make them sick with fourth-stage cancer, to ruin their lives, to cook you, microwave you to death while you're sleeping. This is a direct assault upon our nation. Where is the National Security Agency? Well, I'll tell you what. You know, if you're listening out there and you know any, have any military connections, you need to get them to get in touch with me. All they have to do is go to BBS Radio, look up my show, Connect the Dots, and they'll find out how to get in touch with me. It's not that difficult. And because they're, in my opinion, at this point in time, they are the best people to help us out. They need to start acting of their own volition and wise up to the fact that the people in Congress, they are public enemy number one. They aren't going to help us with anything. All they want to do is get themselves reelected. I don't care what party they're from. Republicans are almost as bad as the Democrats. Of course, the Democrats are really in the doghouse now with their stupid actions, but the Republicans are not far behind. You know, there's serious things happening, and they're the ones who passed, both Democrats and Republicans got together and passed these ridiculous laws that protect the telecommunications companies from setting up these weapons. Do you realize that? You know, they are participating in the killing of, potential killing of U.S. citizens. Where's national security on this? Just like, where's the Air Force? You're allowing chemtrail planes to spray poison into the air we breathe? That's an assault upon our nation, too. How can you be, have any integrity as Air Force people and allow this to be going on? And if the wrong commands were given at the top, these people need to be removed, you know? There's science fiction movies out there for decades that have been talking the same thing. The bad ETs come to Earth, they mind control the key people, and that keeps the key people from doing the ones that are supposed to be protecting us from actually protecting us. Chain of command systems are being used against us. Believe me, and I mention every other week, you know, the Magna Carta empowers us to lawful rebellion when the government is doing us wrong and stabbing us in the back. We have a right to a lawful rebellion to that, and the people in the military should start thinking about that. What's with the generals? I mean, are they, I don't know, are they out for lunch or what, you know? I mean, if you think back to 9/11, you know, the one general did the proper thing, even though the White House told the generals to stand down and don't shoot down any planes. There was one bold general that gave the order, shoot that damn plane down in Pennsylvania, and it was shot down, you know? And he didn't care what the White House had to say because he knew something bad was happening and he took command of the situation. And that's exactly what we need right now with this chemtrail planes spraying poison into the air we breathe and the telecommunications companies ready to turn the switch on to microwave us all to death. Are they that friggin' stupid? Don't they realize what they're doing? Of course, the people at the top, they're all being mind-controlled. They don't have a conscience anymore. And maybe they never did. You know, there are people there that all they care about is profit. You know, they have no ethics whatsoever. But this is where we're at. And these are things between now and that meditation happening on January 11th and 12th, we need to be wary. Because they're rushing to kill us as much as fast as possible. You know, these people in the New World Order, they are hell-bent on holding on to what they've got and depopulating the Earth. They're doing it with chemtrails. They're going to do it with 5G. They're doing it with vaccines. They're doing it with fracking. They're doing it so many ways, I've lost count. You know, they're poisoning the food. GMO is another tactic. All these things, you know, they figured it out now. You know, the sexual diseases, AIDS, you know. Everybody pretty figured out by now this is a genetically designed disease in order to create a fear and kill people. And just like all the other things out there, this resurgence of measles, it's probably a mutated version of measles that they purposely put out there to scare the shit out of people, to con them into taking vaccines that will certainly destroy their health. This is what's going on. You know, you're not going to hear this on the news, but you need to be aware about this, because we can't just sit by and let them knock us down like bowling pins, and that's what they're planning on doing. It's on their menu. You know, they're getting away with the chemtrails, they're getting away with the GMOs, they're getting away with polluting the water. They purposely sent the tidal wave to Fukushima, so that's going to be polluting the Pacific Ocean until the ETs finally land their craft and heal the Earth. I mean, fortunately, we have to warn people, don't eat fish in the Pacific Ocean anymore. It's not on the news anymore, but Fukushima pours radioactive crap into the Pacific Ocean every minute of the day because they haven't contained it, and it just keeps leaking out, and then the currents take it around, all around the Pacific Ocean, and right over off the coast of Washington, Oregon, and California. So I hate to say it, you know, the poor fishermen are getting screwed, but at the same time, if you're smart, you won't eat fish from the Pacific Ocean. I mean, this is sad, but this is the way it's at. You know, we have to do things to protect ourselves because governments, the New World Order, they want to kill us, really. They've got 800 FEMA camps now ready to go, and they're going to create false flag events, destroy cities with bad weather, and they make up one excuse, one false flag event after another, and then use chain of command systems to con you to go to the concentration camp, the FEMA camp, you know? And they're just going to microwave you to death. They're going to lock the gates and turn on the transformers. Microwaving people to death is an easy way to kill them swift and fast, way better than the old-fashioned gas chambers. And that's what we're talking about here. And they're doing it right in your face. And all the phony politicians, they ought to just take a one-way trip to hell and stay there because they're doing us no friggin' good, period. I mean, the Congress, U.S. Congress is worthless. Look at them playing these games, trying to impeach the president, you know, one of the most productive presidents in a long, long time, and they're trying to impeach him because they want to hold on to their freebies from the lobbyists. Yeah, the lobbyists who want to kill us, too, like Big Pharma. You know, they're part of the New World Order. Let's just pump the people up with fake concoctions that all have side effects and will worsen their health. And, of course, we have the doctors working with us on this. Yeah, the doctor will lie to you, prescribe poison for you, and you'll take it because you've been brainwashed to believe the doctor knows what he's doing. Yeah, he knows what he's doing to get the kickbacks from the big pharmaceutical companies. But doctors of today, they don't understand how their human body works, really, except with the use of pharmaceutical concoctions, you know. I mean, sure, doctors know some things. Yeah, if you got an emergency situation, they got to cut something out. They're experts at that. Oh, yeah. But you don't really want to cut anything out of your body. All your parts in your body, you are meant to hold on to. And, of course, the whole thing is a big sham, you know. Insurance, you know, in true reality, there is no need for insurance. This is another con game to suck money out of you and make the middle class people poor. And then forget about the Division of Motor Vehicles, Division of Motorist Victimization. All the motor vehicles are designed to make poor people poor, you know. Has nothing to do with creating stability on the road or something like that. The penalties are obnoxious. And they're not fair because rich people can pay all the fines, that they could ever impose. But the poor people, you're talking about destroying the lives of people with excessive fines. And who made these laws? The friggin' phony politicians made these laws, you know? And they conned you into accepting that this is okay. Well, that's one of the biggest things that needs to get changed. All the bad laws need to be taken off the books, and I'm the guy to do it. That's why I'm running for president again, as a write-in candidate, doing it the hard way. But if you had any brains in your head, if you're listening to me and you're in America, you should seriously consider, and telling all your friends to consider, voting for someone like me. It's simple. My name will not be on the ballot, but I've got a simple name, Tom Edison. All you have to do is write my name in the appropriate box, and the votes will be collected for me. Of course, there's the problem of the electoral votes still. But that can be, something can be done about that. And you, the regular citizens, you need to be calling for the removal of the electoral votes, because it just makes it difficult for people like me. You know, the last time somebody really had a chance of beating the Democrats and the Republicans was Perot. Unfortunately, he got no political electoral votes. I mean, he had the money to get it and stuff like that, but the guys in the black sunglasses came up to him and threatened his family members, and he had to bow out. You know, I'm not worried about that. They're not going to come and visit me, because they don't believe I can pull this off. So let them think what they want, but I'm telling you, this is the only way to do it, you know, because I don't take big donations, and because I know how to watch my back. I'm the, as a write-in candidate, this is the only way to beat the Democrats and Republicans. Forget about President Trump. We're all going to vote for Trump and see that he gets in again. President Trump doesn't know everything that's going on. He doesn't know one-tenth of what I know. Maybe he doesn't even know one-hundredth of what I know. And that's why we're all in danger, because he has his talent, but he is unaware. He isn't even aware that 5G is harmful broadcasting of deadly energies. You know, he doesn't even understand that. So what kind of help is he going to be? He doesn't understand that the chemtrails are poisonous. Neither does the rest of the Congress. You know, so these Democrats and Republicans, these are the guys who made all the horrible, rotten laws that have destroyed America on a deadward down spiral ever shortly after World War II. These are the people to blame, the Democrats and the Republicans. There's nobody else to blame. The government has let you down. They've stabbed you in the back, you know? So you have to be out of your mind to vote for a Democrat or Republican in 2020. You really have to be out of your mind, because you're just perpetuating the same bullshit that's destroying your life, and it's going to allow the New World Order to kill you, which they intend to do, and they have the weapons and the technology to do it. And they're going to start doing it real soon with the 5G. That's a quick kill weapon. And your local politicians and the U.S. Congress, they've allowed one of their pawns, the telecommunication companies, yeah, they're all under the control of the New World Order. They've allowed them to set up these weapons on your very block, in your very neighborhood, on top of the building you live in. And when they turn on the juice that's going to hit you with 12,000 vibrations per second going into your and out of your body, vibrating your water molecules so much, human bodies weren't designed to take vibrations of 12,000 plus cycles per second. It's going to disabilitate your water molecules, and that's going to cause everything in your body to fall apart. tackled, your immune system, and cancers are going to start growing, and your immune system is going to, it's not going to be ready for the task. And some people will die in weeks. Others will die in months, but this is going to kill millions of people by the end of the year once it gets put into motion. Millions upon millions upon millions. And then there's the other, I call them the Trojan horse weapons. They're out there. They're already just waiting and lying in wait until some, you know, person in the New World Order says, okay, turn on the juice. This will kill New York area. It'll kill 20, 25 million people easily. Los Angeles area, it'll probably, you know, kill 10 million at least in less than an hour. This is what's going on. This is what's waiting for you. This is what your government is ignoring and not protecting you from. This is what the National Security Agency should be shutting down, but they're not. Why? Probably fully mind-controlled. Mind-control is a science nowadays. They know the frequency to get in anybody's mind and plant voices there. And every false leg operation is the same situation. They turn somebody against people he shouldn't be turning against, and they just keep feeding him the wrong information in his head, go out and kill these people. And the poor soul does it. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing because he's being mind-controlled. And they can find dozens of these people any day of the week. And there's going to be more of this going on. And you people have just not caught on. Well, some of the people, regular people like myself, have caught on. But the government people who have the power to stop this by making laws and giving the justification for rounding these no-good so-and-sos up who are implementing all these bad things, they're not up to doing their job. I mean, I wish there was a way I could just, like, call for the all new elections. Everybody in Congress that's there, they need to go because just about none of them are any good. You know, when 2020 comes up, everybody needs to, whoever they vote for, they need to ask that person, where is your allegiance? Is your allegiance to planet Earth or is your allegiance to the New World Order and the corporations? You know, this is a key question that has to be asked. You know, my allegiance is to planet Earth and the universe and love and goodness, which makes me one of the best presidential candidates ever to run for the office. In fact, in this election, I am the best candidate. Absolutely. Go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I'm saying more than all the other candidates put together, because all the other candidates are phonies. Crap. Even President Trump, he's a phony and of a different kind. Please, he doesn't know what's going on. Sure, he's made some success because he knows about business, but he doesn't know what's going on behind the scenes. He doesn't know about the plots to kill humanity. These are real things. These are not conspiracy theories. These are things that can be proven. These are things that the dark side, the deep state, the New World Order, they flaunt it in your face every day. They make public accusations. This is what they intend to do. Is everybody brain dead? Somebody has to do something. And like I said, anybody listening to me, if you have any connection to anybody in the military, they need to get in touch with me, because the military's people are the ones that can solve this the fastest, because the people in Congress are brain dead. They are addicted to taking bribe money. They are addicted to doing nothing except for the people that bribe them heavily. They have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. They don't even know how to respond to the people they're supposed to be serving. These people are traitors by definition, by their behavior. makes them traitors. All of them, basically. Maybe there's one or two, excuse me, those one or two or half dozen that are legitimate, but out of 400, 535 people, most of them are traitors. And that's a fact, and they can't prove it otherwise. And anybody who has their eyes wide open and watches what our government is doing, they are pathetic. They are ignorant. They are stupid. They are self-serving. They are greedy. They are public enemy number one because they had the power to change things for the better, and they're not using their power. They all ought to resign for being failures. I mean, really, it's sickening. They're sickening. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you want to give your two cents to what I'm talking about, call me. But I always say, hey, I can change things on, I can change direction on a dime. You know, I come across information every week on the internet. This didn't show up recently, but I just, it's worth mentioning. You know, this showed up on the internet. Stonehenge is 5,000 years old. Has a frequency resonation of 10 hertz. Now, I think that can be debated because we've heard all kinds of guesses as to how old Stonehenge is. And there's too many guesses out there for us to say unanimously one way or the other. And they're saying it vibrates at 10 frequencies, which connects to the human brain. Okay, now, 10 hertz. Now, let me introduce some other facts. This is some information that came out. You might have heard of that agency called ARE. Down in Virginia, it's a research place from the Sleeping Prophet, Edgar Cayce, you know, it's his organization. Well, they had an incident there, I don't know how many years ago, it could have been 20, 30, 40 years ago, but they documented it and they told us that all of a sudden, people were getting sick, nauseous, as if suffering from radiation poison or something like that. It was happening to their whole facility, and it took them a while to figure out the riddle. So here was the figuring out of the riddle. The whole problem was caused by a ventilation fan that was had slowed down its cycle to 10 hertz per second. So, somebody's got to be lying here. If 10 hertz per second can cause people to get sick and you know, terribly sick, nauseous, as if they had been severely poisoned with radiation, then how can it be that 10 hertz connects with the human brain? It doesn't. Somebody's got to be lying there. Of course, maybe there's a way to see this correctly. Hey, that's why this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. But I think there's something suspicious about that. Maybe they're both lying. what can I say? You know, what's been out there and been tweeted out there recently is that the because of all the the beans are being spilled, a lot of the dark secrets are coming out. You know, all the fighting and the keeping of forces over in the Middle East there, the real reason for it is control of sacred objects and control of the ley lines, the energy ley lines, and control of specific special sites to planet Earth. where Stargate activity can occur. And that's the real reason for everybody being concerned about having troops over there. You know, it's got nothing to do with getting rid of ISIS. And of course, it's funny speculation, you know, ISIS was a fake organization started to begin with, you know, manipulating the minds of the people who read that book, The Coup Ran, whatever you call it. And that was the cover story for starting the Gulf Wars and all that. But it all has to do with ley lines, energy points, stargates, and stuff like that, all in the Middle East. And that's why the troops are there, and that's why they're not going to leave. Because the people who really know what's going on behind the scenes, these are important key points to maintaining control over. That's why probably the Russians got involved with helping the Syrians, because they're interested in those key energy points and stargates, of course. Who wouldn't want a stargate? I believe the U.S. has one of them, that's for sure. In fact, that was... you know, there was lie cover stories about that. You know, there was that show, Stargate SG-1. So I hear some of the stories are based on true events, but they mentioned the Stargate being found in Egypt on that series. But now we're finding out that Stargate was actually found somewhere in Iraq near the Syrian border or something like that. Again, there's the reason for the Gulf Wars. We want to keep control of that special places. Who set up the Stargates? Probably the Anunnaki when they started coming to our world 445,000 years ago or so. And who knows, they might have been set up by a race before that. Well, when the full disclosure comes, we'll be all interested in hearing more about that. And, of course, there's always all these conspiracies going on. You know, a lot of important artifacts in Egypt. That's why they flooded the Nile Valley, to cover some of it over. You know, it wasn't for electric power needed. It was, you know, to cover something up. And also destroy ecosystems. You know, that's part of the New World Order plan. Let's make some more dams. Let's flood some more areas. Let's destroy livelihoods. Let's destroy native populations. You know, anything to bring the demise of the human race. All under the control of the New World Order. And as I've mentioned before, it started with the Illuminati, who got their start in 1776, the same time we were doing our thing over here in America. And, of course, the real controllers of the New World Order are the evil ETs. I guess they're reptilians and Dracos, lizard-type creatures, hideous-looking beings that are hell-bent on bloodthirsty killing and control. And these are the real controllers of planet Earth. Hopefully, the light forces are coming here and removing them. They say they're removing some of them, but I don't see really any evidence that too many people are getting removed. We got people like Flores out there still doing his dirty work. And then we got all these billionaires running for president. Sure, they're pawns in the pocket of the New World Order, whether they know it or not. And the people who actually, the royal families that rule the New World Order, they think they're running the show. But little do they know, they're nothing but pawns for the real galactic bad guys who have turned Earth into a living hell for many. And maybe if they saw the light and saw that they were being used, you know, maybe they would change their tune. Well, they're going to have to change their tune as soon as the good guys arrive and land on planet Earth. And they should give up the, I can only ask them that they give up their hell-bent scheme of killing as many people off as possible. You're not going to win this, you know? Besides, those of us that know that you die in this world, you wake up in the reality that's waiting for you. So stop trying to scare us with killing us and stuff, but you're sure making a lot of people suffer in the meantime. And of course, that's good for the demons. Yeah, the spirit world has their demons. And that's the, the favorite pastime of demons. They feed off people's suffering. That's why torture exists. It's not to get information out of people. It's for the sake of the demons. You know, they know how to use telepathic communication to brainwash the people in the chain of command systems to torture innocent people, even if they're not innocent. They just want people being tortured because that's how they get their jollies. It's sickening. It's disgusting. That has to be brought to an end. And unfortunately, the New World Order doesn't have a problem with that. So they're in line with the demons. The demons and the New World Order, they're practically cut from the same mold. Little do they know, the humans who are running the New World Order. And, you know, a lot of the bad, really bad stuff is coming out now about what the planet Earth has been involved in, not because the people of planet Earth are bad, but because the controllers of planet Earth are bad. They're evil. They're dark. They want to control. They want to make us suffer. They want to annihilate us. They only want a small group of humans for slave labor. They don't need as many people as are on the planet now. And let's stop all this lying about there's not enough room for the planet. Well, take a walk out into outside the cities, and just once you hit the wilderness, there is so much land available, it's uncountable. And then there's the oceans. There's so much food in the oceans. Don't tell us about, we don't. People, the only reason people are starving is because they're being made to starve by the New World Order, the controllers and the demons who want this. They want suffering. They want people to die. You know, the demonic beings, I don't know who's more powerful, the demonic beings or the New World Order. They should have battle it out and maybe annihilate each other. But better days are coming if you listen to a couple of other great BBS radio hosts. James Gillian, 2 hours before me, I tune into these people now and then, and he was talking a lot of good stuff about the good things are coming and that it's really doomsday for the dark side. That's nice. I like that, you know. And the guy after him, Charles Green, ET Yoga, he's reminding everybody not to trust the pharmaceutical doctors. No, unless it's an emergency or something. You know, you got run over in an accident and they need to do a quick operation to so you don't die. Yeah, then you need the doctors, okay? But to go to the doctor for a checkup, forget it. You're wasting your time. These guys they haven't a clue as to what good health is because they went to college and they got brainwashed in college that it's the pharmaceutical way is the only way. They don't know what real health care is. They don't know anything about nutrition or close to nothing about it. And I don't mean to be unfair to these people, but they really don't. I'm a self-educated person. I know what health care, how you maintain good health care, and they don't teach that in college. You know, it's sad, but that's the way it is. You're being lied to. All the commercials on TV with the, if you're a free TV watcher, which a lot of us still are, the because it's free. You know, all the commercials are basically car commercials or pharmaceutical commercials, and they're all trying to talk you into taking their newest product that's supposed to help you out, maybe. But the side effects are at least a dozen to two dozen different side effects with each one of these products. You know, if that's not enough to scare you, you're brain dead already. And then they tell you, oh, go see your doctor. Yeah, because your doctor is the pharmaceutical salesman. You'll go to see him, and he'll ask you some questions and say, oh, I'm going to prescribe this for you and prescribe that for you. And whatever he prescribes is really not going to help you out. It's going to either get you addicted or it's going to further cause more problems. And then you become a life cycle person for Big Pharma, which is exactly part of the game plan, you know, and your doctor is part of that scam, whether you want to believe it or not. There might be a few honest doctors out there, but most of them want to play ball with the pharmaceutical companies. That's the way it is. Nobody can prove it's not, please, you know. So, anyhow, it's time to step on a dime and change direction. That's right. So, in talking about good things now, I've got nothing but good things out there on YouTube. I have an entertaining rock and roll documentary. I claim it's the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put out there. Hey, prove me wrong. Dare to call me up on the phone and tell me it's not, and then I'll listen to what you think is the better one. Well, I claim mine is the best because it's entertaining, it's full of surprises. And it also proves that some of the people that aren't world famous are just as good as the people that are famous. And that's what my Rock and Rollers documentary is promoting. Promoting recognition from the people that have proved themselves to be just as good as the other people out there, and they've gotten some recognition in my rock and roll documentary. It's only 29 minutes long. Plus, you can watch it for free on YouTube. What more do you want? And it will be entertaining. And when you're done with that, go to my rock and roll song videos on YouTube. You know, I'm a video producer. When I do a project, I do the whole project myself. You know, I do the camera work, I do the editing, I do the music, I write the songs, I record them. You know, that's how I do things, because I like things done my way. And I found out when I make all the decisions and things, they usually turn out good. I'm not one of these group players. No, sirree. The only group I want to be in is the one where I'm leading, because I've listened to what other people have to say my whole life, and I found out I don't like what other people are saying. I don't like the way other people do things, because I've got a better way. And my way, when everything is done according to the way I plan it out, it always works out, and it's always entertaining. Anyhow, I've got these YouTube songs out there called Let Me Coax You On. Get a pencil and paper, write it down. You know, I got another one called Play Another Party Song Tonight. I got another one called Are You the Partying Kind? And I got another one called I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the song you hear at the end of my show. Well, I've got the video out there for it now. And just like I've mentioned before, if you listen to the end of the song, it sounds like horses galloping or trotting. And you'll see in that video, it ends with horses trotting off in the distance as you hear the music of them trotting. And here's a little trick I found, too. I found out that if you go to watch one of my rock and roll videos, let's say, Let Me Coax You On, all right? At the end of the video, there'll be an icon down to the bottom left of the screen. If you're on full screen that when the video comes to the end, go back to the unfull screen, and then you'll see the icon there. You click onto that, and then all my videos are in a row, and you can say hit the play all button, and they'll go one right after another, including Subway Fantasy, the rock and roll documentary. The best rock and roll, most entertaining rock and roll documentary anybody has ever put together, because it goes beyond just showing the bands playing. It uses ingenuity and surprises, which makes it entertaining. And so much for that. Plus, you know, if you go to BBS Radio and look up my show, I'm on Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. Click on the name of the show, and you'll find everything about me. Plus, you'll find the link to my songs. It's the CD Baby Music Store. You know, I've got that album out there, Songs Better Than Dylan. You know, if you're a truth seeker, if you're interested in philosophical understandings of life, I have the biggest collection anybody on the face of the earth ever put together in one album of social, political commentary, philosophical commentary, songs that have stories to them, songs that have meaning, songs that will enlighten you and cause you to think and cause you to comprehend. Nobody has a collection of songs like this, including Bob Dylan, and that's why I had the guts to say Songs Better Than Dylan, because he never had an album with this many great songs on it. And you'll find out about my style. I like it simple. Some of the songs, it's just me with the guitar backing myself up. All the songs are first or second takes. I don't mess around. If I can't get the song by the second take, maybe I make an exception with I'll go over and punch in a mistake to make a third take. But I don't go any further than that. If I can't get it, nail it down by then, forget it. I've got so many songs, I just go to another one. I also claim to be the world's greatest songwriter at this point in time. You tell me what kind of song you want, and I'll have it for you tomorrow. Because I've fine-tuned my writing abilities, that's it. And there'll be more videos out there in the near future, because I'm going to end up putting as many songs as possible into videos, because I'm a creative person. And if I can come up with an entertaining video for my song, it's going to be out there. So expect more. But you got to watch. You got to look at some of the great ones I put together already. Let Me Coax You On. It's a roller coaster ride. It's a visual roller coaster ride, and it's got a guitar lead solo in the back that would make Hendrix sweat listening to it. It's that good. But don't take my word for it. Listen to it yourself. It's for free. Go to YouTube. Click on the music button. And then when the information bar comes up, just key it in. You know? With my rock and roll documentary, you can just Google that now. And it'll pop up. And what can I say? I've got some good stuff out there, and none of it has violence. There's no need for violence in entertainment, you know, because violence doesn't set a good example. I'm all about fun. I'm all about love. I'm all about having a good time, and that's what my videos do, show you a good time. And I don't know if you ever rode a roller coaster or not, but I'll tell you, you check out my Let Me Coax You On YouTube video, and you'll get the you'll get a good idea of what a roller coaster ride is like, with music behind it to match. And, hey, you know, if you're in California, you know, you're in the neighborhood of the Brain Tumor Association, the California Brain Tumor Association. And they're kind of like a group of like maybe 200 doctors or so that are against the 5G. You need to look them up and find out for yourself. You need to get an education on 5G because it's coming. The broadcasters are up in your neighborhood already, whether you know it or not. You know, you've been asleep at the wheel, just like your government. And all of a sudden, they're going to turn them on, and all of a sudden, you're going to start getting sick. And you won't be able to know why. Well, if you listen to my show, you'll know why when it starts happening. And in the meantime, you need to get yourself a microwave meter, because that's the only way you're going to have the first sign. Every day when I wake up, the first thing I turn it on is my microwave meter, because I know once they've turned that on, the needle's going to go off the scale, and it's going to get stuck there. And it'll be time to jump in the vehicle and just head for the hills. I'm looking for another place right now because it's going to be bad in the big cities, let me tell you. You're being warned now. So anyhow, if you're in California, there's a whole group of doctors that can educate you. One in particular, you can look him up on the internet, Dr. Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S. And he has a 1 hour and 6 minute video out there that will explain all you need to know and shock the hell out of you. That you might just actually wake up and understand the seriousness of this situation that's going to be thrust upon us. You know, the big meditation coming up, that's 4 weeks away. They could turn this on before that. God help us if they don't, but it could happen in your neighborhood. And so you need to go on the internet, check out Dr. Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S, and watch his 1 hour and 6 minute video, and then you'll understand the danger that's coming our way. And in the meantime, go on the internet, find out who's selling the microwave meters. I paid a little under $400 for mine, which is about the cheapest you can get. They got more expensive ones, but whatever the price is, your life is worth the money. And that's the only way you're going to know whether you're in a safe zone or not. I mean, even with the 4G systems, there are places that you shouldn't be there. And if it's 4G where you're living right now and the meter is off the scale, you better move quickly. Hey, people are dying. I hear in the town of Oakley, California, people are dying. That's only less than 50 miles outside of San Francisco. And these doctors are centered about 25 miles out of San Francisco. I think their association is centered around Lafayette, California. Oh, hey, I'm giving you important info. Pass it along to your friends. Do your own investigations. The life you save may be your own. Well, all I got to say is, hey, my YouTubes are free. Check out my presidential website, 2020 President. TomMedicine.com, or just to do it the easy way, go to BBS Radio, Station 1, check out my show, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, and you can find out all about me, find out how to get in touch with me, too. You know, I'm not like these other people, afraid to talk to strangers. We're coming to the end of the show. We're going to do the countdown. And if it's your first time listening, well, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? And now also you can, after the show's over, you can go on YouTube and watch the video, the entertaining video with it, and hear the whole song. Also, that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. And that video is out there on YouTube also now, just like I said it was going to be. So here we go. And one more reminder, hey, tell everybody, tell your friends, January 11th, January 12th at 10:15 p.m. Pacific time on my show is the ultimate connection point, when all the love should be gathered and connected together to make that meditation a breakthrough. The more light we can bring into planet Earth, the faster we'll get rid of the darkness. It's that simple. We need to participate. We need to join forces as a collective humanity and do this. Look forward to it. Think about it. Prepare for it. Tell your friends about it. There's nothing more important happening on January 11th and January 12th of 2020. That's right, 2020. You know, that's called perfect vision. Yeah, well, in 2020, maybe we all will see clearly for once. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.